Welcome to Puentes Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are the Institute for Community Engagement Board President, Monica Torres, and IFCE Community Engagement Director, Veronica Carmona, to tell us about what the organization is, how long they've been here, their mission, and something new added to the organization. Good afternoon, Monica.
Thank you so much, Emily. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us, first of all, what is your position here at New Mexico State University?
I'm a faculty member in my 11th year at New Mexico State in the English department. I'm on the rhetoric faculty. I'm also the department head in English.
And how did you get involved with Institute for Community Engagement, and how long ago was that?
You know, I've always been interested for a long time in what happens in our community. So I've been on other boards, both in Las Cruces and in other communities I've lived in. But about 3 years ago, in the summer of 2009, several friends and I were having a conversation, and it struck us that we were at a critical moment in Doñana County history. It seems that we're in a moment of growth, a moment of development. We're not the same city we were 10 or 15 years ago. We're not going to be the same city in another 10 or 15 years. And that there were some real opportunities in the county at the time. So we decided that we might form an organization around two central questions. One of them is, what is it that we want Las Cruces to look like down the road? And what do we do now to make sure that it gets there? And our primary interest is that we want Las Cruces to be a vibrant, engaged, and prosperous community for all of us. And so we started to think, are there ways that we can organize to help that come to be?
And how long ago did you officially organize and start Institute for Community Engagement? How did the name come about?
We started meeting informally, having conversations about this early in the summer of 2009. We formed an informal board. We became a nonprofit organization about a year and a half later. And so we've been a nonprofit for a little less than 2 years now.
And who are the original board members?
The original board members are Dr. Ernie Flores, who is a doctor, medical practitioner in the area, who has long been interested in both medical issues, educational issues. And our other original board member is Bill Barnhouse, who is a business owner in the southern part of the county.
So El Paso-based consulting firm then, William T. Barnhouse.
Yes.
So three of you then started.
Yes, we started
and
the organization.
Now, how big is the board?
The board, we have two additional members. We've been joined in the last year by Jane Ash, who is a retired educator and has done a tremendous amount of work across the country on building partnerships between business, government, and educational institutions. And our fifth board member is Martina Filerio, who's a business owner in Berino and has tremendous organization with other nonprofits, including the Women's Intercultural Center in the southern part of the county, and has brought a great degree of financial expertise to the board.
So now you've decided to add a staff member. Tell us about what brought you to that decision.
Well, we've been working. As I said, we've been a nonprofit for a couple of years now. We've had several major initiatives that have been successful. We're poised to have several other initiatives move forward in the near future. And we knew that we needed a staff. We needed the stability of a staff person. Part of our name is community engagement. And we know that in order to have kind of the vibrant, prosperous community that we want to have, we need to reach into all sectors of the community. And so it seemed a natural fit for us that our first staff member would be someone who's actively engaged in reaching and developing community networks and community leadership.
And so this is where we introduced Veronica Carmona, the first staff member of IFCE. You've been with the Colonias Development Council for how long, and what is it you're bringing to this new organization?
Thank you, Emily. Well, I'm being part of this community for the last more than 8 years, more or less. I'm from this region, actually, originally from Juarez, and that's how I'm involved on this border region and many other initiatives or projects. But then in 2004, I was invited by Diana Bustamante, the director of Colonias Development Council, to join the team working with the colonial residents and on leadership development capacity and engaging and addressing the local issues in the colonias under the umbrella of social justice.
And so how did you connect with IFCE? How did you come together?
Well, I always said that there's a natural way of how we are interconnected when we work in the communities and we pursue the social justice for all, for our community members, for ourselves. And through different initiatives, before I start with the Colonial Development Council, I've been working in a huge campaign on civic engagement with the voter registration and education project. That's how I met Don Kurtz and other community members that are now part of these initiatives in IFCE. So since I started with the Colonial Development Council, that's how I met many personalities and people that represent different agencies or government, non-government, and community leaders. So to me, it's kind of like a natural process to engage or to go supporting this different way of how we are developing our county, how we are building our dreams, and how we are really connected with the reality, but also with what we really want to become.
What initiative are you working on right now?
Well, the Institute for Community Engagement, when I started to work a year ago, we started to collaborate the same time that I was working with the Colonial Development Council, like Alay, working on VDAC, the Vision Doñana County. And that's how I established more collaboration with the IFCE. So now the buses, there's another initiative that mostly of my time as a new staff member, I'm going to be focused on this buses project. BASES stands for Building and Aligning Support for Educational Success. And BASES means the foundation in Spanish, the foundation, anything, right? But then we call this project BASES, the Foundation for Success in Education from Cradle to Career. So this is an effort that started to build like almost a year, engaging different agencies, government, non-government, and leaders from the community to address or to align this effort, finding the success on education for our children, our future.
Monica, tell us what other initiatives are you all working on?
Emily, one of the things that we're trying to do is to make sure and support community leaders as they're engaging in initiatives or forwarding initiatives that are broad-based in terms of, again, creating this vibrant and prosperous community that we're all interested in. What we see ourselves is as support organization. How can we help move initiatives forward? So one of the things, for example, that I think we're particularly proud of is the Children's Reading Foundation. We were able to find grant money to provide staff support to get that initiative off the ground. And now it's its own organization with its own board, its own structure, and its own initiatives. But we were able to provide some of the early support to get the on-the-ground work done for that organization. So that's the kind of organization we see ourselves being, is how can we support these really good ideas to improve the community, the life of the community members, how can we help those things move forward? So the Children's Reading Foundation was one of the earliest projects we were involved in. As Veronica mentioned, Vision Doñana County is a leadership development and networking program. It's a series of seminars and workshops for community leaders to give them the opportunity to continue developing their visions for the county and to share those visions with other community leaders. That is one of our major efforts right now. And then VASES is the third big effort. It's important for us also to note that these have been supported by foundations. So VDAC has been supported by the McCune Foundation and by the Kellogg Foundation. And we're hoping that VASES is going to get foundation support as well. But we've been very, very lucky to secure funding from Kellogg and from McCune and hope to continue to build those kinds of relationships with foundations.
And how do you reach out to the community to get people involved in the organization?
Well, we're a relatively new organization, so one of the things we've done is to rely on established networks, to look around in the community and see what people are doing, what things in the community, and reach out to them. So, for example, the people that have been involved in VDAC are people who are already established community leaders. A number of them are elected officials, and some of them are community leaders in business, in industry, in education. And so when we're looking to move an initiative forward, part of what we do is say which community leaders might be helpful or which community leaders are already working in this area and might be interested in this sort of a project. And so that's what we've done so far, is look around at the networks that are established and try to build on those.
And do people come and bring a project to you as well?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It varies. Sometimes it's an interest of the board. We know that we have heard people interested in education and in moving education forward in this community, and so we might push that sort of project. But, for example, it was a casual conversation about children's reading levels that got the Children's Reading Foundation project going. So sometimes people will bring a project to us, and sometimes as a board we have some interest that then we'll look for a project to support.
And Veronica, you mentioned there was a gentleman that you had worked with. He's not on the board. What was his name again?
Dan Kurtz.
And what is his position? What does he do?
Well, I met him since 2004, different initiatives. But then last year, that's how we start with this initiative at BIDAC. I start to support and facilitate the process of this dialogue.
Well, one of the things to know about Don is Don has kind of this dual life. He is a political consultant on one hand, and he's also a nonprofit consultant on the other. And so when we started to talk about this VDAC, Vision Doñana County, and doing a leadership development project, we were looking for a consultant to help us develop that program. And so we've worked with Don and his company in order to get that done, Don Kurtz and Nick Bogus.
Yeah, and also I have learned a lot on this process, and I see Don like a visionary, and how can we set the tone to really find our gaps, identify our differences, and acknowledge that there are some issues and how we start to address them or get to the root of what has happened and find solutions together. So how we address our differences, this is really what I'm learning on this process before I start as a full-time employee with the IFCE.
Don's work across the community, particularly with nonprofits, a number of nonprofits that he's worked with, but also in the relationships he's established in other sectors of the community. He has deep familiarity with the community and has helped IFCE in a consulting role to develop our own networks.
And what other initiatives are you working on now, Veronica?
Last year, we started with this BASIS project that I mentioned. And there's some other calls or that people start to think, wait a minute, the IFCE, what does that mean? What is community engagement? What could be the role that Veronica can help us now? Because most of the people know me as a community organizer in the Colonias Development Council, and it's like a natural process to me being a community resource at different levels and support initiatives that people are they're addressing their priorities. Like right now, there's different initiatives that are focused and crucial for the development in our community, for a better way of life, the quality of life. There's initiatives that are addressing health issues directly, infrastructure in the communities, food system, immigration, transportation and communications, and now educations with this BASIS initiative. And the IFCE can be considered like the glue of how we interconnect this busy people and professionals that are focused and experts on their initiatives that are really important for the community. But then we cannot talk about education without thinking on food system and food security or food justice, right, in the communities. We cannot talk about transportation if we're not addressing infrastructure, for instance. But the IFCE, we're not the doers there, but having the capacity to have this big picture and learning from each other and facilitate how to build those bridges between one initiative to the other and work together, that's the best or the most activity or focus from my perspective.
You talk about the community, that you bring this to the community. Is there a specific group that you go to help out? Now, I know you were involved with the Colonias Development, so that being involved with the undocumented people coming in and getting involved in some of those type of things. Who else benefits from this?
You know, I think there are a couple answers to that question, and I think our two big projects show that we could be working in different sectors of the community. So, for example, we know that community leaders are really, really interested in quality of life in the city of Las Cruces and in Doñana County. We know that. We know that they're really busy, that they have great ideas, and that they're really busy. So part of what we tried to do with VDAC was to form this support network, this kind of networking structure that would help them develop their ideas, but give them the space to continue to work on those good ideas and to create relationships with others who are working on similar ideas. So we kind of reached into community of leaders for that particular project. But when we think about VASIS, the educational project, everybody in this community wants our children to be successful learners. We all want that. We all want all of our students, all of our children, to benefit from the educational resources. So what we're trying to do with that project is to foster partnerships. So in that case, we're reaching into the educational community, but the various parts of the educational community, to see if we can align all of these resources to make our systems both more effective and more efficient. So in that case, the target population would be children, but the populations that we're working with are these educational organizations, and hoping that we can foster the partnerships that make their lives easier and what the services they offer more successful.
Right. For instance, like the Children's Reading Foundation that you started, do you go out to schools with that, or is this an after-school project? Are these children who are bilingual, or is it all children?
Well, I can talk a little bit about the Reading Foundation. They're focused from 0 to 5. This is a specific population, and their mission is most to engage parents to read to their child from 0 to 5, be ready for kindergarten, and focus around the schools, the specifically elementary schools that are working with parents and prepare their children at the 3 levels, right? The socialization, the capacity to read, to learn, to pay attention, to do the elemental math, and be ready for the next step. There's some studies that have been done that proves that once the child start to read, or the parents read to them since 0 to 5, they will succeed in school. They will perform better. So that initiative start to develop some pilot projects in Las Cruces in some schools like Conley and Valley View. They just kick off a really interesting process of the way of approach to other parents that learn the way, or learn that important issue that is happening, just reading to their child since they are starting, right? So they are sharing with other parents. So we call these promotoras de educación. So they are just knocking doors, inviting other parents, and create this community environment.
So are you reaching out specifically to the Hispanic community or to the entire
community? It's in general. It's in general. Actually, the IFCE is not focused on one specific population. Like Monica said, the example on BDAC, the participants came from different backgrounds, different sectors, and community leaders also. So we are not reinventing the wheel. We are not organizing those who are already organized. The only thing is that having this big picture, this capacity of how we are going to have this vision and share values, share culture, and saying, well, if we have some common goals and resources, how can we exchange our and be more effective? There's some example between Reading Foundation and Avance Project. They start to share their information, knocking doors, and talking about 2 projects that are similar but not exactly the same, offering different services, for instance. And so those are the kind of support that once we go talking with different projects that are apparently serving the same population, for instance, from 0 to 5, different agencies are focused on that early childhood development. But then when we start to talk about specifics, then some of them are addressing issues of health, other are addressing issues on or engaging parents, other directly hands-on on learning with their child, like Avance.
Monica, now that you have a staff member, what are you expecting of Veronica for this organization?
Specifically, the things that we're working on this year is we're trying to stabilize the organization in terms of our own infrastructure. So, and the key piece is to get our first employee in place. Veronica has tremendous networks. She has relationships with people all over this county that some of our board members may have as well, but other board members don't at all. And we're thinking, our expectation is that she will help us build relationships, stronger and stronger relationships across the county. That's my biggest hope for our relationship with Veronica, is just to build relationships with people across the county who are interested in the same things we're interested in, you know, a vibrant, engaged, prosperous community for all citizens of the county.
So that's basically your mission for the entire organization as well.
Yes, that's exactly our mission, a vibrant, engaged, prosperous community for all Doñana County citizens.
Any parting words on that,
Yeah,
Veronica?
Well, there's some other couple of initiatives that are really interesting, and I've been thinking about it before I start here. It's about the oral history in our county. Acknowledge our story, our builders, who built this community in the past, who contribute for this process, and these different stages. Remember when the colonias started to build, when they were people that had been there for decades, and also organizations, key leaders that for decades been constructing or contribute to develop our community in different ways, like the Colonias Development Council, like Tierra del Sol, like many other agencies that have been there for years, having this capacity to bring to the table or to raise the voice of voiceless of people in the community. And as always, like a natural process to me from my commitment, focus on social justice. That's how I think this is a vehicle to me to continue develop that commitment that I have and a personal interest also. And the experience that I developed on the past or the learning process that I found on all these initiatives, working in the county and knowing people that are on the same page, that we are definitely identify ourselves and in this long path of make a change, make the difference for ourselves also.
Making a change and making a difference in the community as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I really like about this organization, and then I'll go back to the educational initiative process, it's important for us for there to be a good life for all of us. I think that's one of the pieces that we want to bring to the table, is that we want everybody in this county to have a good life. And that means that we also have to recognize what it is that everybody in this county brings to the table. We have lots and lots of riches here, and I don't mean just financial riches, all sorts of wealth in this community. So, for example, the educational initiative, it's important to us to recognize the linguistic and cultural traditions that exist in this region. So we don't want to have prosperous educational system that ignores those things. That's critical to this initiative. And in the same ways that there are lots of community leaders that we recognize as community leaders, but we also know from much of the work Colonias Development Council and other organizations have done that there are lots of community leaders that aren't always recognized. We want to recognize and benefit from the full range of skills that our community has.
So this is another initiative then that you have?
This part, and also what I would like really to highlight on my process and how we engage other sectors in the community, and when we are just focused on issues that really touch our heart and say, wait a minute, I want to be part of this project or whatever, right? But then when we start to go to the next step, then what? We come up with this leadership capacity in the communities, being the voice on addressing their own issues, the key leaders in the communities, learning, going together. But then when there's a lot of resources out there, there's a lot of, well, the agencies and government and non-government are competing for resources also. It's a natural process. We want to survive. But that's why the importance and the richness of this alignment process for everybody to bring together, instead of, we're not overlapping actually, but then apparently we are doing the same, but I'm learning that. Like in this education project, that we are saying, okay, there's some different segments of the population from cradle to career, the early childhood development, but then the elementary school, high schools, then the career. But then when they graduate, where are they going to work? When we talk about quality of life, when we talk about why our children are behind, what happened in the communities related with gangs, related with immigration issues, related with food, with many other issues, right? So there's different organizations addressing those issues for a long period, but then we lost the capacity to go to the next step or to learn from our experiences or ourselves to be more effective and connected all these issues to succeed. Like in this case, if we want that dropout at schools, we want to attack that, or the teen pregnancy or the drugs in our schools. So how are we going to address those issues together if we don't have the big picture?
So do you collaborate with existing organizations then?
To learn together, because we're not Discover America. We're not reinventing the wheel. we're here to support, to learn together, exchange our experiences, and identify our gaps, identify our strengths, and how can we put it together.
I would say the mode of operation for our organization is fully collaborative, that we're either going to foster partnerships for an initiative, or we're going to ask an organization or an official who has something going whether we can support it. I would say that our operational mode is fully collaborative. If I could say, I think another piece of our operational mode is opportunistic. So, for example, there is kind of this emerging project that Veronica alluded to, and that is this oral history project. That hasn't come before the board yet. That we've started to talk about it on the board, but Veronica and several other people are interested in this oral history project, I think in the southern part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
These are stories that have not been told beyond those communities, and yet they're stories that are really valuable for us to hear and for us to record. So as this project begins to emerge, I think it's on the next board agenda, we're going to say, how can we support this? This seems a really valuable project to us. Can we find staff support? Can we find financial support? Can we find other kinds of expertise that might be needed to make this happen? And so that's the kind of organization we are. Here's a project that starts to emerge. We start to say, how can we help this move forward?
And that's how, when we go and talk with people that are bringing initiatives on board or on table, apparently, there's also in the community are overwhelmed in the community. They said, oh, there's come again people asking us or trying to assess from our conditions. And that's always like been there for different reasons. Sometimes a new organization that start to build an idea and then comes to the communities like never happened at all. But then the communities have their own story for long term. And if we want to find this way to share, to learn, to say, wait a minute, there's some background on this organization. There are some key leaders that have been done. And you're just harvesting here the leaders. Sometimes there's some other organizations that came, assume that, oh, we discovered this, we're doing this for the first time, and it's not true. So that's how we learn on the past, how we really give this credit to the community members that have been there for years and creating their own groups and bring to the table not only the problem, but how we contribute together and learn from them, right? Not because an expert organization came from the outside of a community and bring the directions.
Is that what you're talking about, the oral history project?
Mm-hmm, in some
is
way.
Is that you're wanting to give credit to the community leaders?
Yes.
So that's what your oral history project mm-hmm. is. Because at the university, there's a lot of oral history projects that have been started through different
right.
organizations, and there's,
yes.
you know, community, not necessarily community leaders. It can be, you know, a grandparent or mm-hmm. somebody who did something in the community as well. That's an interesting concept then, for the next initiative then.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
now we see how the thought process was that you gave us, Monica, of how you're going to be dealing with it, and then how you'll, and Veronica, how you'll be presenting it to the board as well. Okay, I really appreciate you coming down to tell us about the Institute for Community Engagement, IFCE, and that you're not reinventing the wheel, as you say, but to try to collaborate with other organizations. Thank you again, Veronica Carmona, the new Community Engagement Director for IFCE, and Monica Torres, the Board Director and also with the English Department at New Mexico State University.
Thank you, Emily. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.